Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 21 Buick Envision models for just $35,790 or $28,77 below MSRP on new 21 Buick Encore GX models. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I have her back on the program, Venora Lewis. She is the host of The V Report, the NFL Digest, and co-host of The Huddle Up on the MTMB Sports Podcast Network. She's also a writer for Ambush Sports Network and Beyond Women's Sports, and she's also the founder of the nonprofit organization, The VL Foundation. On the program, we're going to talk about the New York Knicks being in the 2021 NBA playoffs. We have Venora loves her New York Knicks, and we have her coming on right after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Enviar nota de voz al group chat.
Buenos días. ¿Quieren desayuno de McDonald's?
Gide dice, eres la mejor. Un sausage McMuffin, please. Laura dice, sí, sausage McGriddle para mí. Ale dice, ya comí, pero me traes un hash brown, love you.
El mi colega favorita, tío. Llévate todos tus favoritos de desayuno como un sausage McMuffin por unos pocos dólares, solo en el $1-$3 menu de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar, no puede ser combinado con un combo meal.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses and a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Remember back in January...
¿Por qué esta Coca-Cola de McDonald's sabe tan bien? ¿Será la máquina? ¿Será el popote o el hielo? ¿O quizás soy yo?
No sé, Diego, pero vámonos, ¿no? El ¿por qué esto sabe tan bien, deal? Un refresco de cualquier tamaño por un dólar, solo en el $1-$3 menú de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar, no se puede combinar con cualquier otra oferta o combo mío. Coca-Cola es una marca registrada de The Coca-Cola Company.
When a group of Redditors drove up the price of GameStop.
It was discombobulating. It was disturbing. Like, what the hell is going on?
I'm Annie Minoff, and I also wanted to know what was going on. Since then, I've talked to dozens of people and learned the full story of how a Reddit forum fueled a massive stock surge, one that took Wall Street totally by surprise.
I should have known, yes, I should have, but I did not.
Follow our 5-part series on The Journal, Sundays starting May 30th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing a brand new line of Flex power tools exclusively at Lowe's. A top pick for pros on the Lowe's list for innovation, this high-performance power tool line has everything a pro like you needs. Industry-leading battery technology delivering 20% more power, a longer runtime, and faster charging too. Shop in-store or online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Versus National Home Centers for Flex 24-volt. Flex 24-volt batteries compared to 18-volt 20-max batteries utilizing the same cells, U.S. only.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
They're from behind.
Dick and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 21 Buick Envision models for just $35,790 or $28,77 below MSRP on new 21 Buick Encore GX models. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
3-point line.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Short jump shots, putbacks. He was doing it all for the Knicks late.
Here goes Rose on the take. Rose scores. Nell gives it up quickly. Jumps the lane. Now it's Rose and quickly. Quickly goes up, and he scores it on Herter in transition.
The topping, but not enough for the officials to make a call. See if the Knicks can convert here. Cut it to two.
Oh, nifty move by Rose to get to the basket. Shot the lights out since April 1st. After signing a 4-year deal with Atlanta, there goes Rose, high off the...
Where he's at, see if you can get a mismatch on it. Even so, see if you can pick up a foul or two.
Here's Rose, over Bogdanovich.
Rotation, and none better than Derrick Rose for the Knicks. Coming off the bench, able to size up.
Three-pointers in that second quarter, 20-point first half for Trae Young. Knicks with the ball, first time around, and that is a very...
time. Pockets to rest D. Rose, so he's really fresh. This game is still close in the fourth quarter.
And Derrick Rose gets into the...
by Randle to break up that play.
Oh, Randle's playing hard. Despite not scoring, he is racking up big rebound numbers. He's got 8. Oh, Derrick Rose! Right...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA and TNT and Turner Sports. And, yes, Derrick Rose did his thing in Game 2 of the 2021 NBA playoffs, scoring 26 points against the Atlanta Hawks. And, yeah, the New York Knicks in the playoffs, yeah, it's been a while. It's been since the 2012-2013 season that the Knicks have been in the playoffs. But, man, it's one thing to have the Lakers, Los Angeles, Lakers being in the playoffs, but man, when the Knicks are in the playoffs, it is a whole nother ball game when you've got two big market teams in the league in the playoffs. And I have someone on the program that is a diehard New York Knicks fan. We want to welcome her back to the program. She is the host of the V Report, the MTMV Sports Podcast Network, also a contributing writer for Beyond Women's Sports. Let's welcome her back to the program, Venora Lewis. Hey, Venora, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, Ed. How are you? I'm doing very well.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Venora, the Knicks are back in the playoffs. It's been since, as I said earlier, since the 2012-2013 season. You know, as I mentioned, we've had conversations about this before, about the Knicks. It's one thing to have the Los Angeles Lakers in the playoffs, but when you have the Knicks in the playoffs, it's a whole nother ball game. Just kind of give me your thoughts on where were you when you found out that the Knicks were going to be playing in the postseason?
Well, I did say a while ago that I believe with this Knicks team that I could see them definitely in the playoffs this year. People call me a mad woman when I said that. But was I right or was I right? Because here the Knicks are. When I found out they were in playoffs, it was like I kind of knew they were going that way before they even got to the rock that time because how they were playing. The Knicks were having, I think at one point we had like a 11-game winning streak. So it was like, wow. So, I felt like this was a team that was going to bring us back to the playoffs. Like, as you said, we haven't been there since 2013. So now we're here. We finally got the recipe right.
Yeah, they definitely indeed had the recipe right. We're going to get into the roster in just a moment. But, Lenore, there have been so many great teams that have graced the Knicks, really. I mean, the Knicks from the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, and even in the early 2000s, we've seen a lot of stars grace that franchise with Willis Reed and Earl Monroe and Walt Frazier and Dave DeBuscher and Bill Bradley and, you know, just a whole Dick Barnett and a host of great stars. You know, we can talk about Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley and John Starks, and you can talk about Latrell Sprewell and Marcus Camby and also Allen Houston and Chris Childs. And we know those players have a place in the Knicks franchise. But, you know, Julius Randle, I mean, he's the NBA's most improved player of the year. What do you think have been the keys to his success with the Knicks this season?
I feel like Randle just he's the biggest guy on the court besides LeBron. Big, he's fast, he's powerful, he's accurate. Mindset, look at all the players right now. But, like, he's been able to be everywhere. That's where his success has been. He's really just the hard player what the Knicks needed this whole time. Like, somebody that can play the entire court, can get rebounds, can shoot threes, can do anything that's needed. He is a stellar all-around player. I think that's what definitely shot his to superstar within New York. Because the Knicks, we needed that. We needed somebody that can do more and always give more. And he was when he was named MVP, he said, "I am not done yet until we are done with this playoff season." He said, "Till then, I'm just a regular guy." I was like, when he said that, I was like, "That's what I'm talking about. We need that hump because in New York, we need that humbleness. So we Knicks fans get excited every year." Hoping for the best, and now we finally got some real hope here.
Definitely, man. And Julius Randle's definitely been the spark that has really been what the Knicks needed. It's been a long time, and definitely Knicks fans are definitely deserving of this. Let's stay with more of the roster for the moment. The Knicks bring defense. I mean, the Knicks were, along with Philadelphia, were like the best defensive teams in the league. The head coach, Tom Thibodeau, he's been successful throughout the course of his NBA career. He had the success as an assistant with the Boston Celtics. Then he had success with the Chicago Bulls and then later success with the Minnesota Timberwolves. What do you think has been his what do you think has been the keys to success for him as being the coach of the Knicks?
I feel like the players just really listen to Thibodeau. Like, they really lean on him for guidance. They lean on him for leadership. And I've seen, like, just watching the games, the way he fights for his players. In general, when you see a player, an athlete, when you see a coach fight for you, you want to do better. And even when it's hard, we have some Knicks coaches that try fighting for the players. They just didn't go anywhere like last year. But the way that Tibbs is like doing, like the way he coaches, the way he is all about elevating the players, you can tell that it's different than most of the other coaches that I've seen in a while with the players themselves. So I think it's really good that he works with the players, makes them want to do better and do more. And I think that's what's helping with the success here. And they literally listen to him.
Yeah, and definitely he has gotten definitely the best of him. And then some, again, we talked about Julius Randle earlier, but man, RJ Barrett, wow. RJ Barrett, Reggie Bullock, Alec Burks, Taj Gibson, Nerlens Noel. Those guys are so strong on the defensive side. Just kind of give me your thoughts on their contributions to the Knicks.
Honestly, the day we drafted RJ, I knew that kid was special. I knew he was special before that, but, man, it was the best thing to hear his name called. I was so excited. The fact that he's playing on our team just makes me – I jump for joy every time I see him, because I knew when I saw him at Duke, I was like, okay – If we could not get Zion, I was like, at least, all right, let's get RJ Barrett. And when we got RJ, I was like, that's what I need. That's exactly what I needed to see. So it was a great, great day for us as a fans, because RJ, like you said, he's just so – the defensive skills are unmatched. And then when he gets hot, it's just beauty. It's beauty in full effect. Let's continue now. We'll pick another player. Alex Burke. Alex Burke has been red hot this entire playoff so far. And that's what we need. The Knicks bench is just crazy. And I haven't seen a Knicks bench like this in so long. So it's just like, this is a great thing. It's a great time to be a Knicks fan. Looking at other names you mentioned. There is Noel. The way he can rebound, the way he can up and shoot and be powerful on the court is another reason why we are where we're at, of why we are one of the top defense. I believe we're number one in defense because of who our players are. The way the Knicks play, they play hardball. They don't play like lackadaisical like the old Knicks used to. The old Knicks will let you just score up on them and hope for the best. So it's just like they also play hard defense all four quarters. That was one thing the Knicks struggled with for the longest time, is that third quarter. And they still sometimes have some weak third quarters, but I haven't seen it as much with this team.
What about Reggie Bullock? I know Reggie Bullock has really come alive, especially during the second half of the year, and he's really turned it up thus far in the playoffs. Just give me your thoughts on Reggie's play.
Reggie Bullock has been doing his thing. What I'm telling you, like, he has been phenomenal this entire season. Like, well, especially half of the season. At first, it was, it happens. Like, sometimes some players look a little iffy, but when he turns up, I saw him do, yes, he had a pretty decent game. That was, like, the first game, the first playoff. Yeah, I thought he did pretty well. This season, overall, he's had a pretty decent season. I definitely see him coming to his own throughout the entire season. I think that also helps with him as your coach, who is not going to allow you to be mediocre. I think that plays a huge role here. But I definitely want to see more from him in the playoffs. I want my players to really give it out there, because we, the Hawks, in the season several times, Now, I'm not saying that they're not a good team. I would not say that. But they're a really good team. But I think that this – I just feel like I need more from Reggie. But in the playoffs, I'll say.
Exactly. And, the Knicks have so many great young stars on this team, but you also have to have veteran leadership. And I want to start off with Taj Gibson. Now, Taj Gibson is he's a native New Yorker, so he knows the city very well. He knows the area. He knows how much the Knicks mean to the area. We know Taj Gibson, again, played with the Chicago Bulls, is a Tom Thibodeau product. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Taj and his veteran leadership to this team.
Like, that's what you said, having somebody who knows New York, kind of knows how the market is, how it is there. Like, we just basically, players, people that come play any New York sport, know they are in the super limelight. Like, you're a Yankee, you're a Giant, you're a Ranger, you're a Knick. Everybody's zooming in on you, because New York has some of the toughest fans. So having someone like Tom Gates that knows that and also is a veteran, also plays Chicago, one of our huge old rivals, it's good to have somebody that has been here before and has been around the league. I can definitely show, like, tell people about, you know, like for example, our first playoff game, like how those jitters feel to be now. Yeah, we Nick the Bell, well, to other people, a laughing stock for like a lot for a long time. Somebody that can definitely change that momentum, and with young men that are new to this, that haven't played professional basketball or just, you know, get into it that way, having a leader that can show you that it's okay to mess up and that if everything will blow over, but still you want to definitely bring your A game, especially in this city, is very necessary. I think he also has been doing very good on the court as well.
Yeah, and also another veteran that's, again, another product of Tom Thibodeau, and that's Derrick Rose. I played the highlight of him earlier before we started the segment, and I've got to tell you, Derrick Rose has had a revival. He's had a renaissance this year, and he's come alive, especially in the second half of the year. Just kind of tell me, you know, Derrick Rose is a former league MVP. He's an all-star. Mm-hmm. He's been through it. He's seen it all. He's been, again, a product with Tom Thibodeau. He's gone through the injuries. He's bounced back. And he's really had a resurgence since he's been playing with the Knicks. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Derrick Rose and what his importance is to the Knicks.
I have to come on this platform and say, I am sorry, Derrick Rose. I was a huge Derrick Rose anti-supporter for a while because when he first was on the Knicks, the first time, he pissed me off so much. He would just, when he was hot, he was hot. But then when he wasn't, he would do stuff like when he disappeared randomly. Like, that was a very frustrating thing for a fan to see, like, especially when you was at the game and Derrick Rose, you went because you wanted to see Derrick Rose and you just didn't show up. And no one knew where he was. And you're just like, what? Like, that was a very difficult season, especially the 2016-17 season when he was on the Knicks. I was this, so I was not a fan, but I have to give all props to this man, because him coming back to New York with, I think, Dread Derrick Rose is so different than what he was. He was a Dread Derrick Rose, because he is not only a leader, he is back to when I think he was in his early Chicago days, the way he just plays, and also his humbleness, being an all-star, being a veteran coming off the bench is not comfortable for everybody. And he took it with grace and kept playing and does his thing. You can tell when he's on the court, he commands leadership. And those other young men follow him and they work with him to win games. Like, it just is what it is. And I enjoy seeing this Derrick Rose. I enjoy seeing his evolution to get to where he's at now, and I am at the point that I'm ready to purchase a jersey. I'm like, I'm right there, because of what, especially this season, the way he brought my Knicks back to life. It's just, I am in extreme gratitude to Derrick Rose.
Indeed, a lot of Knicks fans, even a lot of basketball fans like ourselves, are in extreme gratitude that Derrick Rose is back, and he's back and playing at his MVP form this year. And speaking of gratitude, you know, a lot of fans have been welcomed back. They've shown their gratitude by returning to the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. I remember very vividly that professional wrestler Bret Hart once said that Madison Square Garden may not be a church, but it's holy ground, and definitely it's housed a lot of great, not just Knicks games, but just great sporting events and a lot of concerts in general. Venora, can you explain to the listeners out there just what is the magic like at Madison Square Garden, just watching a Knicks game and just seeing just the excitement on the faces of Knicks fans?
I can tell you, anything at Madison Square Garden is elite. It hits a different level because of what it's like. Everybody wants to be in Madison Square Garden. Even like artists want to perform in Madison Square Garden. Rangers games are just exciting. Everything about when you're in the garden, like you said, it's like a of just excitement and joy. comes out of everybody's face, because it's just like the performers and the talent, which is, I would say in this case is the players, they just, it's just like they have extra boost of like energy, and also it's like it's the history of it too. So as Knicks fans, especially when they're in the Garden, felt, it must have felt like even the players said they felt the difference when their fans came back. Now again, Knicks fans are rough. They're not going to be just like, oh, man, they just lost the game. No, they're going to be horrible if they lose the game. But like, it's just they also have that such a deep connection to the players that sometimes can be taken out of context. Like, they are players, right? They're people. But they have a deep connection to those players that they will show their affection in multiple different ways. And that, I honestly say, that's with anything. I remember watching, like, documentaries on different, like, music artists and stuff like that, and performers and players and stuff like that. And they all said the second they stepped on the court or on the stage or on the ice in the Garden, it just was like you felt the history of everything at Madison Square Garden that means, everything about New York, that everything about it hits you at that moment. Even like football players who go to games have said, oh my goodness, the second I went to the Garden, you feel the energy. Like, you, like it, we used to love to say the Garden's always rumbling and shaking, especially when the Knicks play. Like, and I could tell by just watching the TV, the Garden was rumbling and shaking this playoff because of how electrifying these games were.
Rightfully so, man. I tell you what, man, it's just, it's always great to just to see the Garden have fans there again, and just watching just events there over the years is just exciting. Not just Knicks games, but whether it be wrestling matches or concerts or whatever,
yep.
Man, Madison Square Garden is indeed one of a kind. I want to stay with where Madison Square Garden is located in New York City and in Midtown,
yep.
Manhattan. You know, this is, New York is the number one media market in the country, and Los Angeles is number two. I want to know, give me in your opinion, Venora, what are the differences between New York basketball fans and L.A. basketball fans?
Oh, that's interesting. That's a very interesting question. I will say I unfortunately haven't had the pleasure of going to any L.A. games or being in California yet, but that's changing this summer. But I'll say – from just observation, I can say L.A., their fan base is extremely strong, and their brand is strong. I feel like when it comes to, like, I'll just use the Lakers example because that's the one that's popping in my head right now. Lakers fans are not just L.A., they're all over the place. So it's like, in L.A., of course, it's probably, like, a lot of division between Lakers and Clippers fans. Actually, I probably think so. But I know that those fan bases are very strong and they are swarming. But I can know for a fact that Lakers fans spread across. I can tell you as a Knicks fan, a New Yorker, most people that I know that like the Knicks live in New York. That's it. Like, and now that the Nets are in Brooklyn, it's like even certain boroughs you can tell the difference. Where the Garden is located, the Garden is literally right on top of Penn Station. So it's like, if anybody, especially the East Coast that takes Amtrak, if you get off at Penn Station, you look up, there's the Garden. It's like in the heart. I know Staples Center, I believe, is in downtown LA. I have no idea because I've not been, but I don't know if it's in the heart. But see, I know that the Garden is in the heart of Manhattan. Like, it's right there. Like, you could take the megabus and you're going to literally walk past the Garden. Like, that's how where you're at. I think that when it comes to the two arenas, it must be based on the location of the Staples Center. I just don't know. Because I have never been to Cali to ever see it, but I know that their fan base is, like, nationwide. I know Knicks fan base is usually just New Yorkers. That's what I've seen by my observations. I don't know any outside New York fans. That's all I'll say.
Oh, okay, well, you know, and I just saw, you know, throughout the years of just watching sports and things of that nature, I know New York and L.A. are indeed unique and very different ways, and not just in the culture and the lifestyle, but there's also in sports as well. And it's always found it fascinating how the fan bases are so different. And just to answer your question, the Staples Center is located right in the heart of downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah,
I want to say it's near the Microsoft Theater, the Nokia Theater, something like that, near LA Live, but the Staples Center is in downtown Los Angeles. And before, the Lakers used to actually play in Inglewood at the Great Western Forum during the days of Showtime with Magic and Kareem and James Worthy and people like that. But I want to say just with New York and Los Angeles for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles is the number two media market in the country. So we've seen LA have dominance within the last, I don't know, maybe 5 to 7 years in the NBA. But with the Knicks having this resurgence again, when you have New York and LA winning in the NBA, the dynamic changes and people really pay attention. What is it about New York that has people paying attention once again and people excited just to watch NBA and why is it different?
I think people are excited to watch New York games because we finally have a product that's worth watching. Knicks fans are going to watch games. They're going to watch them, hate them, curse on the TV and call it a day. But now the rest of the world started to tune back in because we have something that's worth watching. We have a team that's actually giving us more on the court than we have ever received from any of our teams. I will never, ever go at my 90s Knicks or even my early 2000s. I think those were I was in a great time to be alive. You know, I was young. I still remember the excitement. But unfortunately, after that, we had a long era of just bad or very mediocre. So I can say that definitely things are starting to evolve because when you have something worth watching, yes, it is Manhattan. It is New York. It's everybody wants to live there. Everybody wants to be a part of that excitement and live that New York dream because they always believe if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. I personally still to this day believe that. You can make it in New York, you can make it in any state because just how it set up the demographic. And I think that being like having LA like right behind us and media and everything else, it's just like, well, there's just two areas where, you know, one, everything's very expensive. The two is like, if you can give us a product that's worth watching and worth supporting, you're going to get an incredible amount of money, an incredible amount of supporters and an incredible amount of attention because of what the product is. So I think that's why I see New York doing their fans are increasing. That which means money is going up. And also I think if we bring another, we're making it attractive so we can get more. Now LA. Everybody wants to live in Cali. Like, live that California lifestyle, especially the players. Because technically, the players in New York, they live in Jersey. So it's like, that's just what happens. Because no one wants to live in Manhattan unless you're, like, you know, more elderly or extremely, extremely wealthy, or you're, like, five people to a house. I guess that's how it is in New York. So it's like, L.A. has that, you know, those beautiful homes in Calabasas and in the hills, stuff like that. So it's like, when they got LeBron AD, all you heard about on the news is LeBron AD for literally a year. And you're like, there's so many other teams. But it's because of what the product is. They have these new amazing all-stars that switch up the game that make it more attractive. The Knicks do the same thing. Derrick Rose is here, and he is making it attractive. Obi Toppin is making it attractive. RJ Barrett is making it attractive, and so is Julius Randle. Like, these are just a few names on top of my head that are making the franchise attractive, which will make people want to actually pay attention and actually patronize, which will get more money, and hopefully one day some more all-stars.
Rightfully so, and I think, you know, with, you know, when New York is, they say it's the Big Apple and it's Broadway, and definitely it's you know, we know about L.A. and we know what it brings to the table, but New York brings a lot to the table as well. It's different, and it's unique in its own way. And speaking of New York, you mentioned, Venora, about the boroughs and just the whole tri-state area of how they really rally around the New York Knicks. Can you describe to the listeners out there, I want to ask, are there differences, like, in who are Knicks fans and who are Nets fans, depending on the boroughs?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's Brooklyn, there's Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, and then you have northern and central New Jersey, and then there's, like, southern Connecticut, and then there's Long Island, which makes up the New York metropolitan area. So can you explain to the listeners out there kind of the differences, like, who are Knicks fans and who are Nets, Brooklyn Nets fans?
I can tell you guys a lot of New Jersey people in New Jersey are Nets fans because the Nets used to be like the New Jersey Nets. So that's what they they're more connected there. I'll say Brooklyn heavy is a Nets like mecca because that's where the Nets play, right in Barclays. I actually personally have never been to Staten Island. I had never had the how do I say it nicely? I never had like the need to go, so like, I've never been down there. But I'm going to probably say they're probably more. They probably lean more Nets kind, I would say. But I've never physically been there, but I've been to Long Island. Long Island can be a mixture. They're more like, actually, it's funny. They're more Mets fans down there than, because even like with the Mets, the Yankees, the same thing. It's like, the different boroughs, you could tell who's what fan because you could just you see it all over the place. I would say not Bronx. I would say that's a Knicks mecca. Like they have Knicks play fans come from the Bronx and of course Manhattan. You'll see a lot of that. And also because the Knicks were so bad for so long, a lot of Knicks fans wished up became Nets fans because the Nets were one doing better. Jay-Z was like part owner of them, so I was like. And since Jay-Z's from Brooklyn, kind of makes it, you know, more attractive over there. But the star power always came to the Garden. Like, you would see, like, well, of course, Spike Lee is our mascot, firstly, I believe. We have Spike Lee. You have Chris Rock, Tracy Morgan. You have pretty much any Giants player you see, they'll be at the Knicks game. So, I would say even that's more of that Manhattan, that some pieces of Jersey still because, you're saying that close piece of Jersey is not too far from Manhattan. I would say down to like Trenton, Jersey and up, they're more into the New York limelight. So they'll like half of them are Nets fans that are like more towards obviously or north. Everyone started to stop are more Knicks fans. And now Queens, I think Queens is a good even split. Yeah, there's an even split. Most of them, I would say, because I have a lot of family in Queens, and they are diehard Knicks fans. So it's a good split in Queens. You can go either way there. But, yeah, different boroughs definitely play a role in who's going to what game. Even like, state rivalries, like, you could tell. Now, Connecticut is kind of like, I would say they're more like a neutral ground. Like they, I have been in Connecticut. I haven't seen much of any, like, not heavy fan paraphernalia up there. But, yeah, they're kind of like, you know, like if you go going to the Lids, you'll see like in that area, that state, you know, which team is dominant. You see a lot of New York stuff in there, but you see also a lot of like that as well.
All right. Well, you know, we mentioned again. We talked about the team that's across the East River and from Manhattan, and that's the Brooklyn Nets. And Venora, you know, for so long, New York has always been a Knicks town, but the last several years, the Nets have really made noise. So I got to ask you this question: do you think New York is still very much a Knicks town, or do you think it's the it's about split 50-50 between the Knicks and the Nets?
Well, the Nets, I will say that mostly, I think, again, because of the team we have now, it's still a Knicks town, Knicks State, because, like, the Nets have been, like, those who know, like, you know, volleyball, basketball, Nets have been trash for a long time. And when they, now getting the star power they got, which made it more attractive, of course a lot of people are going to go to where KD's playing, Kyrie and James Harden are playing, and now randomly Blake Griffin's playing. So, like, they're going to, that's where you hear, hearing stars' names, you're going to be like, ooh, attention. But as I will say, that did definitely shift. It was a huge shift when that happened. But I still think with this team, where these players are starting to become all-stars, especially even this young, they're still young, and they'll see that shift, like, start teeter-tottering again. I will say there's a – now, I know the entire borough of Brooklyn is not – they're not moving. That's a net area. So, like, you go there, all you see is black and silver. You don't see no orange and blue at all. So I will say over – because of the star power the Nets have, that did definitely boost them up tremendously, because I'm telling you, it was like – we used to say in New York that Nets used to stand for now end the season. That's how we used to just break down what Nets means. I said it with Jets and Mets. We had, like, breakdowns of what they mean as New York is. Like, so I will say now that they are now where they at, sitting high up in the ranks, doing having all the star power, it definitely changes that. But for I'm not gonna say it permanently changes, because no matter what, you can't tell a Knicks fan to stop being a Knicks fan. I'll tell you that they're just not gonna do that. They're always gonna represent the Knicks, even if the Knicks are trash. We, like, diehard Knicks fans don't even move. They just be like, well, next year we got it. I'm telling you, Knicks fans are Cowboy fans. Like, you feel the same exact way. We're like, okay, well, next year though, it's next year, our year. Every year I hear that in Manhattan, even if I'm just driving by or walking through, I'll be like, I hear like, yo, you hear the Knicks are gonna be good next year. I hear that every single year. Say that I still think it's pretty much still a Knicks town or state, what you want to call it. But the Nets did make a huge roar when they got their star power.
Speaking of a huge roar, Venora, you know the way the draw is currently set up in the Eastern Conference. It's a strong possibility that the two boroughs could meet up possibly in the Eastern Conference Finals. What do you think the chances are of the Knicks and the Nets playing each other in the Eastern Conference Finals?
That would literally, like, I know my father passed away a long time ago, but that would make him, like, he's getting a front row seat in heaven for that game. And that would be literally, for every New York fan, I think that might be, I think that's Christmas for us. It's just, that would be amazing. But the chances of that happening, though, as a realistic fan and a sports personnel, I don't see that happening, because we would have to still get through Philly. And the way Joel Embiid's playing right now, oh, that would be embarrassing. And I will sit here on this platform and say it. The way the refs be cheating the Knicks when they play the Nets is ridiculous. And I am just going to say it. That's what I've been seeing every time I watch the Nets and Knicks play. So many fouls that are not called, and so many fake fouls that are called, especially in the last few minutes of the game. I'm like, nah, y'all playing, because you just don't want to get the glitch. So I just, I would love that personally. That would be like Christmas came early, and also the people that are from New York, Christmas is different in New York and Manhattan. I will tell you that right now, and it's just a different vibe. It's just different. You saw Home Alone 2, you get how New York is at Christmas time. It's just beautiful and everything. So if the Knicks to the Nets were to play, I think the entire state of New York might fall off of the map, just because that's just how crazy it would be. You can't tell a New York fan anything if that happens. No matter who wins, you can't tell them anything.
All right. Well, definitely. I just said definitely something we'll have to pay attention to moving forward. That would be an interesting scenario if it happens with a Knicks and the Nets, the battle in New York City in the Eastern Conference Finals. All right. Well, Venora, thank you so much, as always, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Now, you are the host of the V Report for the MTMB Sports Podcast Network. So just tell everybody what the V Report is all about.
Sure. The V Report is my perspective on what's going on in the sports world. I cover the NBA, I cover the NFL and the WNBA. I provide Yankees updates because I am not a baseball analyst, but I'm a Yankees fan. So I that's the one thing I do fandom for is my Yankees. And that's what I cover on there. I also just like to, my new thing is I'm doing a spotlight of the week where I just pick somebody that are a group of people that I've seen throughout on social media or on the world that are just doing good for the community. I just like to uplift viewers, uplift my listeners and my community by just bringing positive light to sports and what's going on. I do, as most players do believe themselves, I'm a person that believes that's reality. So I try to do a podcast where it's always positive and always inclusive and just a great break from your day from whatever it is you're going through.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, especially in these current circumstances. We definitely need a break from just reality and definitely what you bring to the table, as well as the other podcasts or other broadcasters at the MTMB Sports Podcast Network do a great job in providing content. And you also do some work writing for the NBA for Ambush Sports. Can you just tell everybody a little bit more about that?
Sure. With Ambush Sports Network, I definitely have to get back to writing because I took off some time because I was in my master's program, which I completely finished and I'm excited about. So I'm getting back to writing more. But at Ambush Sports Network, I was still am currently the NBA head correspondent. So what my job was to do was cover the NBA and also delegate different tasks to people to write more things and to just look, check over everything that's going on. My job was to make sure that most or all teams are covered throughout the year. So that's what my position there was. At Beyond Women's Sports, I was covering New York Liberty. My job was to write about what Liberty is doing. The Liberty, also, I'm very excited about this year because my girl Sabrina is doing her thing, which means we are finally making some progress in New York. So that's what I love, good New York basketball, and I've seen nothing but good New York basketball this year, and I'm very excited about it. But that's what I get to do there. I have the joy to cover that. But now that I'm finished with school, I'm going back to writing, so you guys will definitely see more of my articles out there again.
Awesome to hear. And also, you did some stuff as well as a contributing writer for Beyond Women's Sports. Are you still doing any work with them?
Yes, I will be covering New York Liberty. I just had to I'll tell y'all right now, when you are overbooked, sometimes you have to pull back. And what I did was I pulled back in my writing areas because I had to get my MBA, and my MBA had to come first. So I will be covering New York Liberty. I will get back to writing literally probably this weekend, which is, a vacation weekend, but it's okay. I'm back. But, yeah, I will be working with them again.
Oh, yeah, I know you've been a very busy woman lately, and I know you're definitely going to get back on your grind and get back to writing. And also something that you're very passionate about. As a matter of fact, the last time you were on the program, we went into detail about your nonprofit, which is the VL Foundation.
Yes.
Just tell the listeners about what the VL Foundation is all about.
Oh, sure. I started a nonprofit called the VL Foundation where our mission is to pretty much to develop and support the mental health initiatives that improve outcomes in families and communities where adolescents have experienced the death or the absence of a loved one. So pretty much what we do is we work with the children that either have lost their parents or parents, or their parent or parents have left the home. And that can be for a numerous variety of reasons. And now left out that child to raise their siblings or run the household. So our job with that is to, one, provide that child with counseling, because the abandonment of a parent or the death of a parent, especially during COVID, is a pain that is honestly overlooked. It's looked at as a way of like, well, that's just not an umbrella of grief. We sometimes don't give grace to those who are grieving, and especially children. You just, like, I know a lot of people, unfortunately, that are adults who have lost their parents, which is still a terrible situation, and it's still a pain you don't, it's like, it's unmatched. But children, while they are all, like, while they are going through adolescence, they're changing, their bodies are changing, their mentality is changing, and everything is all over the place. Adding the death to your parent or the parent leaving can create long-lasting damages. So our goal is to, one, try to intercept that as early as possible, work on healing that, and then prepare them for their next stage, which is either going to college or getting a job. Actually, right now, we have 3 scholarships that are their scholarships are due today, actually, by 11:59. And those are, the first one is called the Domingo and Williams Scholarship for Communications, where anybody who's going to become a communications major, for freshmen, all freshman scholarships, that's today as well. The Lewis Scholarship of Leadership, this is a scholarship for somebody that is, again, going to college, has been a leader in their community. That scholarship is due today. And then our big scholarship, which is the Walker Scholarship for the Advancement of Education, which is somebody, again, going to college, high GPA, has the idea of what they're going to do and has it set up so that they can be successful after college. So that's pretty much somebody that's going into college, say, okay, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to bio pre-med. This is my plan. This is what I'm doing with my degree, going to med school, practicing, whatever. And I just want that essay. So, yes, we have 3 scholarships that will be due tonight. So if you know anybody, Ed, that's looking, especially some of these high school seniors that are looking to get some more money in their pockets, we all know that comes with college. The more money, the better. It does not matter how much it is. It just helps all problems. But, yeah, that's what my foundation's been working on so far. We have a lot of amazing events coming up in August when the school, in my area where the school year starts, and we're ready to take over this stigma and help heal these kids.
Definitely. What a beautiful thing that you're doing right there. Definitely proud of you on that endeavor with the VL Foundation. So, again, Venora, tell everybody where they can find you. You're welcome. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites that you want to promote. Let the listeners know that as well.
Sure. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Nora, N-O-R-A, underscore the fish, N-A-T-I-S-H. And also, if you and you can just let me know if we want to talk. You DM me. My DMs are always open for sports questions only, or questions about my foundation is fine. My foundation information is the VL Foundation on Facebook, Foundation VL on Twitter, and the VL Foundation on Instagram. Our website is the VLFoundation.org. So if you guys know any of those seniors that want to get that last-minute scholarship, that's the place to go. To download the application and get that in by 11:59 Eastern Standard Time, p.m. So that's what I got. And you guys hit me up on all those areas, and you can definitely get in contact with me that way.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She's Venora Lewis. She is the host of the V Report with the MTMB Sports Podcast Network. Also, she's a contributing writer for Ambush Sports and also Beyond Women's Sports. And she has a great nonprofit organization called the VL Foundation doing some amazing work. And Venora, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us as always. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
All right. Thank you so much. I had a great time talking to you, and I hope you have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, will do. Thank you so much. And also, by the way, I just want to say congratulations on earning your MBA, man. That's great. With everything that's happened and what's going on, again, congratulations to you on earning that MBA, and much success to you.
Thank you so much, Ed. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Either from behind the three-point line, short jump shots, putbacks. He was doing it all for the Knicks late.
Here goes Rose on the take. Rose scores. Nell gives it up quickly. Jumps the lane. Now it's Rose and quickly. Quickly goes up, and he scores it on Herter in transition.
The top, but not enough for the officials to make a call. See if the Knicks can convert here. Cut it to two.
Oh, nifty move by Rose to get to the basket. Shot the lights out since April 1st after signing a four-year deal with Atlanta. There goes Rose, high off the...
Where he's at, to see if you can get a mismatch on it. Even so, see if he can pick up a foul or two.
Here's Rose over Bogdanovich.
Rotation, and none better than Derrick Rose for the Knicks. Coming off the bench, able to size it.
Three-pointers in that second quarter, 20-point. First half for Trae Young. Knicks with the ball first time around, and that is a very
time pockets to rest D. Rose, so he's really fresh. This game is still close in the fourth quarter.
And Derrick Rose gets into the
by Randle to break up that play.
Oh, Randle's playing hard despite not scoring. He is racking up big rebound numbers. He's got eight. Oh, Derrick Rose right down the
now serving. B24 at DMV window number 7.
Okay, Jim, we're next in line. Perfect, Jim. Things are going very smoothly. You remembered the cell phone bill?
Yes, and the birth certificate.
Nice. We'll have a real ID in no time. That's right. Ready to fly to Carla's graduation and then the big game. Real great work, Jim. You too, Jim.
Excuse me, are you talking to yourself?
Now service B25 at window number 10.
That's our cue, Jim. Excuse us.
Talk yourself into real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 21 Buick Envision models for just $35,790 or $28,77 below MSRP on new 21 Buick Encore GX models. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Now serving F27 at DMV window number 16.
Okay, Rose, we're second in line.
Perfect, Rose.
You remembered the birth certificate?
Yes, and we have our electric bill.
Excellent. We'll be Real ID ready in no time. Real ID ready to visit our grandson, Ricky, at Fort Bragg, then fly to New Orleans for Jazz Fest.
Pardon me, are you talking to yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I am.
Talk yourself into Real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, 2 and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Now,
dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 21 Buick Envision models for just $35,790 or $28,77 below MSRP on new 21 Buick Encore GX models. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
A bachelor's or master's degree from WGU can help you reinvent yourself. WGU offers more than 60 in-demand degree programs in business, education, IT, and healthcare. Get your application fee waived at wgu.edu/podcast.
At DMV window number 7.
Okay, Jim, we're next in line.
Perfect, Jim. Things are going very smoothly.
You remembered the cell phone bill?
Yes, and the birth certificate.
Nice. We'll have a real ID in no time.
That's right. Ready to fly to Carla's graduation and then the big game.
Real great work, Jim.
You too, Jim.
Excuse me, are you talking to yourself?
Now serving B25 at window number 10.
That's our cue, Jim. Excuse us.
Talk yourself into real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
Now serving. F27 at DMV window number 16.
Okay, Rose, we're second in line.
Perfect, Rose. You remembered the birth certificate?
Yes, and we have our electric bill.
Excellent.
We'll be Real ID ready in no time. Real ID ready to visit our grandson, Ricky, at Fort Bragg, then fly to New Orleans for Jazz Fest.
Pardon me, are you talking to yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I am.
Talk yourself into Real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
Now serving. B24 at DMV window number 7.
Okay, Jim, we're next in line.
Perfect, Jim. Things are going very smoothly.
You remembered the cell phone bill?
Yes, and the birth certificate.
Nice. We'll have a real ID in no time.
That's right. Ready to fly to Carla's graduation and then the big game.
Real great work, Jim.
You too, Jim.
Excuse me, are you talking to yourself?
Now serving B25 at window number 10.
That's our cue, Jim. Excuse us.
Talk yourself into real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz & Watson. Fire up your Friday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, 2 and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Venora Lewis, host of the B Report, and also some of the great programs, including the Huddle Up on the MTMV Sports Podcast Network, and also writer for the Ambush Sports Network, and also a writer for Beyond Women's Sports, and also, her great humanitarian work as the founder of the VL Foundation, giving us the insights on her New York Knicks fandom and them being in the playoffs this season. I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Now serving. B24 at DMV window number 7.
Okay, Jim, we're next in line.
Perfect, Jim. Things are going very smoothly.
You remembered the cell phone bill?
Yes, and the birth certificate.
Nice. We'll have a real ID in no time.
That's right. Ready to fly to Carla's graduation and then the big game.
Real great work, Jim.
You too, Jim.
Excuse me, are you talking to yourself?
Now serving B25 at window number 10.
That's our cue, Jim. Excuse us.
Talk yourself into real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
Now serving. B25 D24 at DMV window number 7.
Okay, Jim, we're next in line. Perfect, Jim. Things are going very smoothly. You remembered the cell phone bill?
Yes, and the birth certificate.
Nice. We'll have a real ID in no time. That's right. Ready to fly to Carla's graduation and then the big game. Real great work, Jim. You too, Jim.
Excuse me, are you talking to yourself?
Now service B25 at window number 10.
That's our cue, Jim. Excuse us.
Talk yourself into real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.